This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. And the second hour is going to be more or less dominated by a number of company updates and an introduction to a new company that I think should be on people's radar. I met with this company at PDAC, the recent conference in Toronto, and spent well over an hour going through their presentation, finding out their updated story. The company is Eastmain Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol ER, and for all our U.S. listeners, you can find their chart at EANRF. I have the president and CEO, Claude Limousin, on the line with me. And Claude, as I mentioned, we spent a lot of time chatting at PDAC, because I actually had a bit of a history with Eastmain, and I had brought Eastmain on the KE report before because of the positive feedback I got from a number of geologist friends regarding the property. Since they were on the show, this was a number of years ago, there's been a restructuring in the company, which seems to have garnered more attention and I think was very much needed to breathe some more life into these projects that you have. So to start us off, this restructuring happened back in April 2016, so we're coming up on a year anniversary of this. You took over running the show. Can you please give us a little background on how you came to assume this role?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. Yes, we basically did a complete restructuring of the company at the board level and management level about a year ago. My background is essentially 30 years in the mining industry. I come from mainly a development background, so building mines, so that means taking projects early on, moving them forward, through, you know, all the studies and then development and even operations. So I've done the whole gamut. I was involved, as an example, as a Goldcorp executive for 10 years. I was involved with the Red Lake Mine, where I was the project manager that built the Red Lake Mine for Goldcorp. When it was a junior company, became a major from that point on. And I was also the mine general manager at Red Lake for 6 years. I also followed that with Goldcorp in the early stages of the development of the Éléonore mine in northern Quebec in James Bay. And this is where it brings us full circle back to Eastmain, because at the time, Eastmain was a small junior player in the James Bay area. We were the big boys on the block. I was dealing with the Eastmain management. I got to know them. And after I left Goldcorp and did various other things as running other companies, including Guyana Goldfields, I turned around and they approached me. They wanted me to be an independent director. November 2015, that happened. And I joined the company to be able to help and support the company. And six months later, big changes in the company, and I was approached and asked to basically take over and become the CEO of the company.
So this all happened very fast, hey, Claude, and that's
very,
why
very fast, very quickly. I think it was a long time in the making, but it all happened very fast when the changes started happening, including me joining the board.
Well, and that's why I think that people need to take another look at this company, because as we sat down, you explained to me that Eastmain is not just a one-project company. There are three projects that I want to quickly overview here, the first one being the Clearwater project. This is more of the flagship right now, at least for Eastmain.
Yeah, that's correct. This is the one where we have a major gold resources. These are all gold projects, by the way, in northern Quebec and James Bay. The anchor project is Clearwater. It has a deposit on it. An established 43-101 deposit called the Eau Claire deposit. And that Eau Claire deposit has just under 1 million ounces of measured and indicated resources, as well as over 600,000 ounces of inferred resources, all in and around 4 grams gold, so fairly high grade. And from there, we are taking that project, putting through, testing the project through extensive drilling to be able to prove out a new resource that will lead us to doing a PEA at year end. So the new resource is expected to come out mid-year this year, and from all the resulting drilling that we're doing right now, 63,000 meters just on that project, and then followed by a PEA, a preliminary economic assessment, which is expected on the project. It'll be the first one by year end, so year end 2017.
Well, one thing that did interest me about this company is the large drill program that is currently underway. We will get to that, but let's now talk about the East Main Mine project. This is, let's call it the next in line asset.
Well, that's right. That's the next in line. It's an exciting project because it's a bit of a game changer where we have had significant opportunity on that project. It used to be a fly-in, fly-out operation. In the last 3 years, because of another mine to the north of us, the government and the mining company to the north of us decided to build a road to their mine, and that road goes right through our property. So obviously, now that we have road access, it changes the dynamics of the project. This is a past producer. We're talking shallow underground, again, gold, but it also has silver and copper. So it's a VMS-style system. And it has actually ounces in the ground, historical ounces, 260,000 ounces in the ground, shallow underground, over 10 gram grade. So this is super high grade. And then on top of that, we're doing exploration on the property because of this new access. And we announced a discovery earlier this year in January on the property. So that tells us that there's a lot more potential, and we want to continue pursuing that, do a lot more drilling to grow this resource at East Main Mine.
And the final project that the company has in its pipeline is the Eleanor JV project. This is a JV project, but there is still work being done on this as well.
That's right. Actually, this year's work, and when I say this year, this campaign, so it started late 2016, is now carrying on into 2017, is the largest program on the joint venture ever seen. And part of the reason why is because we got together with the two other partners, which one of them is called Azimut, a small company from Montreal, and they're actually currently operating the program, if you want, or managing the program. This is a drill program. And the other partner is Goldcorp, Goldcorp being one of the biggest gold mining companies in the world. What's interesting is we are only about 8 miles away from the Eleanor mine, which is one of Goldcorp's flagships. So we're talking right in their backyard. This JV has been established a long time ago. As I mentioned earlier, I used to be a Goldcorp executive. Actually, the Eleanor mine was my main project back from 2006 to 2009. So I actually ran that project. So I'm very, very familiar with what's going on there. But we're right next door, and we are in a JV with Goldcorp. So we're doing this work. They're supporting us. We're being very aggressive drilling. The drilling is almost complete on the first, the first main program that we did. And we're issuing results. It's looking good. And this is early stages, but there's a lot more to come on that project.
So just to wrap us up here, Claude, some of the things that really caught my attention. A, you have three projects in the same jurisdiction, in this James Bay area where you do have a history, and actually a pretty good history. So that's something that caught my eye. Plus, everybody knows on our website that I do like these companies that are undertaking big exploration programs, especially at this time in the cycle. I think companies that go out there and truly explore their projects, at least they are giving investors a chance. And right now, as you mentioned, you are almost done your 75,000-meter drill program. And I know from talking to you at PDAC that there most likely will be another drill program coming underway kind of along the same timeline as this last one after it wraps up. And that is, again, something that investors should pay attention to because there's going to be a lot of news coming out of the company. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with some more news, company news, from Exeter Resources, which, Claude, actually ties into you because Goldcorp's recent acquisition. Claude, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with our company updates in the second hour. This editorial was originally aired on our website on Tuesday when news broke of Exeter Resource Corporation being sold to Goldcorp. So what you're hearing is a condensed version of our interview. Please be sure to check out our website, kereport.com, for the full interview. Here it is. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I have President and CEO Wendell Zerbe on the line with me. Wendell, let's go through this deal because it is an all-share deal to Goldcorp, and it is at a nice premium to the current share price as of the close yesterday, and yesterday being Monday. Can you take us through some of the finer points of this deal and what it means for shareholders, please?
Sure. It is quite a simple deal. It's a share exchange, 0.12 Goldcorp shares, basically for every Exeter share. So what that means for shareholders is that as of close yesterday, the premium on a spot basis was about 67%, and on a 20-day moving average is about 60%. We've seen with the gold markets today off a little bit, and the large sort of combination deal that Goldcorp has entered into has brought Goldcorp shares off a little bit. But even today on the Canadian and the U.S. exchanges, it means over 54% for Exeter shareholders. So when you look at transactions in our industry, and there haven't been a lot of them, this is, you know, one that is certainly at a significant premium compared to others. That was one of the most compelling things for the board of directors. It was that share premium. When you look back at Exeter's performance over the last 18 months, we have been an outperformer. And then on top of that, to get this significant premium to immediately crystallize those gains for shareholders was a compelling reason for the board to push forward on this.
Well, we've actually had a number of comments come into the blog already today, and some people have been asking, as an Exeter shareholder, which it sounds like a lot of our listeners were, what do we do? Do we wait around until the closing date and then take on the Goldcorp shares, or should we capture this premium now? And I've outlined a couple scenarios, one the most likely being it just depends where you think Goldcorp shares will go, because this is a very large mining company, I think the third largest in value in the world. So you are getting a very good share on the back end of this, and considering how liquid these shares are, it's pretty easy for people to sell these deals. But then you also have to look on the other end. There could always be people coming in and competing for this bid, but quite frankly, going up against Goldcorp and now Barrick on this deal that we will talk about later, it's a testament to how good I think the Exeter Kispiche property is that you have such a major, large company moving in to take this over and bring it into production.
Yeah, so, you know, starting with sort of your first comments on shareholders and what action they can take, I think that's one of the things that is interesting about this deal is, you know, it was negotiated as an all-share deal, complete rollover for Canadian and U.S. shareholders. So, you know, if you want to have exposure to, as you suggested, you know, a premium gold company, which with lots of diversification and, you know, their ability now to really develop Kispiche at a large scale, you have that option. But as you've also suggested, that you know, the amount of volume that Goldcorp trades at in any one day, you certainly also can treat it almost as cash if that's what you're interested in. So it always comes down to preference, of course, for every individual shareholder. You've got some options here that you can work with, and again, flexibility associated with this particular deal. Just one comment again with regard to what you were mentioning. There is the combination deal that's taking place for the development of this asset. You know, we've always believed that this is a world-class asset, that being Kispiche. But again, some of the thinking that comes into that is that you know, you've just witnessed a transaction between two of the largest gold companies in the world to develop these assets. And that is one of the things that I think from a small cap company has always been a challenge for us. Enormous asset. You know, we've done, a very good job in delineating the asset, showing the optionality behind it. But the reality is this is a really large asset that needs capital and expertise to develop it.
It absolutely does. And I think that's why you saw Goldcorp, and now even with, it sounds like for the most part, kind of a partner in Barrick, moving in to Chile and moving into the Kispiche property. But Wendell, let's talk about big picture for the gold sector A, it's always positive to see exploration companies, advanced exploration companies, what Exeter was, being taken over by majors. But then on top of this, this agreement between Barrick and Goldcorp to split the costs and work together in Chile to develop some large properties. Caspiche and Cerro Casale both come to mind. Can you talk about what this means for the bigger gold market?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind to me is that, you know, there's been some criticism in this industry on how majors have performed in the past, you know, decisions made on developing projects, the amount of capital that they've risked on initiating development of projects. You know, to me, this is a really smart move. It's showing that, you know, you've got a couple of majors that are, in my opinion, you know, creatively combining to be able to, you know, get an opportunity that's better for the development of a series of projects. So you get two companies, two very large assets, share the infrastructure build, share the knowledge and expertise that each of them has, and you can play off the development of these to make them just better. So I think this is a really smart move for the industry. You know, you got to give credit to these companies to have this this kind of foresight. And yeah, I think it's just good for the industry.
Do you also think it speaks volumes about what resources are available in Chile? Because Chile has been on, I think, investors' radar, but it isn't nearly as popular as some of the other jurisdictions that people consider on a regular basis.
Well, you know, I'd have to disagree a little bit. You know, Chile is very, very well endowed with mineral wealth, everything from copper to gold to other base metals and so on. I think, you know, overall, when you look at Chile, it's got a great mining code, it's got labor, it's got some of the largest, especially copper mines in the world. So to me, it is the premier place still in South America. It's not simple like any jurisdiction is anymore. But overall, it has the mineral wealth, and I would just say that this is an opportunity that that hadn't been fully realized in sort of past cycles. Now you've got two majors coming together in this particular jurisdiction to consolidate the region, but consolidate a region that has enormous mineral wealth.
All right, there you have it from Exeter Resource Corporation. We also had a discussion between me and Byron King on this deal. That was also aired on Tuesday. Check out our websites for that.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour and wrapping up this third section of company updates on the KE Report. I have an update from Falco Resources. I have Vincent Metcalf, CFO of Falco. And Vince, earlier this week, there was some news that came out of Falco discussing appointments to the board of directors as well as to the executive team. All of these appointments, in my eyes, really speak to the company continuing to move this project, the Horn 5, into production. Let's first start talking about these appointments. We can start at the board level with Brian Coates, chairman of a newly formed finance committee. Please talk about what Brian brings to the table for the company.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Brian was originally the CFO of Osisko Mining Corporation when that company built Canadian Malartic. So he's got a very, very strong, I guess, Rolodex in Quebec. So he's going to be our champion, if you want to say, on the financing side in terms of figuring out which partners we can access at the government level, but also on the Canadian level as well. So from that point of view, he's gone through different project financings in his entire career. He was at Cambior, he was at Antamina, which built a very, very big mine in Peru. So he's definitely got some of the strongest experience in terms of putting together and structuring project financings for large projects like the Horn 5 will be.
Okay, so Brian is helping with the financing aspect, as the company will be moving through, obviously, the project financing when that comes needed. But then let's also talk about the executive team appointments. More on a technical level, we have three different people who were appointed. Can you take us through maybe why and what they bring to the table as well?
Absolutely. So we added three different individuals this week. We've added Hélène Dartier, Christian Laroche, and François Vizineau, which were all part of the Canadian Malartic construction team for Osisko Mining Corporation. So from an environmental point of view, with Hélène, from a mining point of view with François Vizineau, and from a metallurgical point of view with Christian Laroche, we've now covered all those bases internally to have these different individuals really run with their respective trade, if you want, and really move the project and keep de-risking the project. So what's important now is that we have people in-house at Falco Resources that have built mines before, that have built mines in Quebec, and that are going to be able to leverage their different contacts to really further de-risk the project and advance it as quickly as possible.
Now, what are some of the steps to further de-risking this project? Because I know when we first started covering Falco, there was just a massive amount of data that you had available to you. Plus, the drills have been turning. You currently have a 40,000-meter drill program underway. So what exactly is involved that you do need to further de-risk here?
Yeah, so on the Horne project specifically, we're completing a feasibility at the moment that will be completed for the end of the first half of 2017. That project is essentially a very, very large project. It's a 17-year mine life at the moment, 240,000 ounces of gold production per year at around $427 an ounce all in. So a very robust project. We're looking at basically completing the feasibility, as I said, and then we will be going towards basically project financing and looking at a construction date to be around in the first half of 2019. So moving very, very rapidly from a development point of view. And as you just touched on, we're also completing 40,000 meters of drilling on our regional exploration targets. So that means we're looking at finding other discoveries in the package that surrounds the Horne 5 deposit. We have essentially 668 square kilometers of land, which we will be exploring this year.
So this continues to be a development story and also the exploration story with this nice drill program that you have underway. And it's something that I chatted about in the first segment with John Kaiser, how we like to see companies that are putting money into the ground and actively trying to discover some new resources. That's exactly what this market needs. Vince, real quick, any time frame on when this feasibility should be done?
Yeah, so the end of the first half. So my guess is for the third quarter of this year, we should have that published.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one other concept that I want to talk about, and it's what I spent a lot of the last segment on, and this is the recent acquisition of Exeter Resources by Goldcorp. And you can even say Goldcorp and Barrick, because they are now working together in Chile on these projects. Exeter was one of those resources that was a massive resource at kind of a lower grade, but it speaks to the more general concept in the markets, and that is there still just are not a ton of advanced exploration projects that top 5 million ounces.
That's correct. What's great right now with now having one less competitor, if you want to say, on the market, with Exeter being acquired by Goldcorp. Same thing we saw with Kaminak in the last at the end of last year. There's a lot of these bigger projects that are now not available to be acquired anymore. So for us, if you look at, as you just said, a list of producers or developers that have over 5 million ounces, we've got 8.8 at the moment. It's becoming a very scarce environment. And from that point of view, producers that will want to replace production in the next 2 or 3 years will have to take strong looks at a project like Horne 5, because in the end, that project, you know, will be going on for 20, 25 years. And that's the kind of projects that big producers want to look at. And as we just saw with Goldcorp and Barrick, I think you're going to see maybe a lot more syndication, if you want to say, or JVs between those big producers, because it's a good way for them to diversify risk. So I don't think people are going to shy away from having a larger CapEx, and that's really going to be a very, very good strategic move, I think, for the industry in general.
Now, there is a difference between the Exeter project and the Horne 5, or a main difference that you alluded to there, that is the CapEx. The CapEx for the Horne 5 is much lower. I believe Exeter was in the multi-billion dollars. The Horn 5 is under $1 billion, at least on record right now. We will see what comes out of the feasibility. But you're not necessarily looking to sell this project. It does seem like you are going down a production road, though, correct?
Yeah, that's definitely our style. I mean, then that's why we added those new VPs on the operational front. We are mine builders, and we will do whatever is best for the shareholders, but we always think that further de-risking and advancing projects to construction decisions is the best way to create value for shareholders. But as you just said, our CapEx is very manageable, and with the support that we have from the different partners that we have, whether it's the Investissement Québec sponsored fund, if you have obviously we have long-standing relationships on the equity side with our shareholders that supported us when we built Canadian Malartic, we have access to that capital, and we believe we definitely have the team to build that mine. So yeah, absolutely, we're looking forward to pushing that project forward as quickly as possible to production.
Okay, Vince, well, I do have to say that I like what Falco is doing, and depending on how the charts move in the next couple of weeks, I will be looking at picking up some shares personally for myself off the open market. I will keep everybody up to date on our website about when I do that. For all sponsor companies, I do give 3 days notice when I am planning on picking up some shares. But it is a company that I think going down the road with this blend of a production story plus the ongoing exploration, I like what's going on. Plus, it is in a very great jurisdiction in Quebec. I am a big fan of companies that operate in Quebec. If anybody wants to check out the Falco website or the Falco chart, it is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPC. Also, you can check out their website on the link below in this weekend show posting. Vince, as always, thank you for your time. I hope everybody enjoyed these company updates on this weekend show. Please do consider a lot of the companies that we follow on our site. I have done a lot of work vetting these companies and really do think that there is some substance here, and they should be watched, especially in this potentially new bull market that we are in. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the show with Axel Merck.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those last company updates. There's a lot of news that's flowing out of the gold sector right now, and I'm trying to keep everybody up to date on some of the companies that I like. So again, please take some time, listen to what the companies have to say, and let me know what you think, because I am more than happy to share some of my ideas with everybody else, but through email is the easiest way to get a hold of me. That being said, in this segment wrapping up the show, I have Axel Merck, President and Chief Investment Officer of Merck Investments. Axel, let's recap the last couple weeks, because we actually started to see some volatility in the markets, and we, again, almost had gold breaking out, but seems to consistently fail at that 1260 level. Some of the news stories that drove these moves in the markets were the failure of that Trump care, any sort of health care reform, and this week, again, the Fed speakers coming out reiterating that they see about 3 rate hikes this year. We're pretty much on track for that right now. But, Axel, in your eyes, these main driving stories, what do you think?
Great to be with you. Well, let's put this into context. I do think the failure of the healthcare reform shows how vulnerable this president is, and that this market says that, well, maybe we're not going to get quite as much done, and maybe this new real growth we're having in, and remember, high real growth is an enemy for gold, because if you get compensated for the cash you're holding, then why hold something that doesn't pay a dividend? Whereas if that real growth is going to be replaced with thinking about more inflation, which we might only get if we only have more of a fiscal stimulus, then gold can do quite well. So we've had the failure of the healthcare reform, and yet this past week, we've had all kinds of Fed officials come out, oh, let's have 3-4 rate hikes and so forth. And I'd just like to caution to read too much into this euphoria of the Fed presidents. They don't sit in front of CNBC, they don't sit in front of the Bloomberg terminal, and maybe they shouldn't, but they are sitting firmly in the ivory tower. And so what they do is that they kind of talk themselves into things. They would love to hike rates. And so until not long ago, everything looked great. The market was pretty much delivering them the rate hike on a silver platter. And so this changed reality that now our president might not be able to push through his agenda, hasn't registered with them. And it hasn't just institutionally because they're not supposed to make predictions. They look at what they have, and they're not going to get rocked by a market that's down a day or this or that. They are only going to get rocked by, quote-unquote, changing financial conditions. And so you got to think about these dynamics, right? So Trump fails in getting this healthcare reform done. The markets are all upset. In the meantime, the academics at the Fed, they are still fighting yesterday's war and think everything is great. And so that creates a certain dynamic in the market where they think, oh, I guess everything is good because those guys must be know what they're talking about. And so the reality is only going to kick in then in a few weeks when people realize, oh my God, yeah, Congress does have an issue passing these things and maybe the glass is going to be half empty. And so the short of it is, take that nice talk from Fed officials with a grain of salt. As we talk here, the market is pricing in a total of 2.5 rate hikes for all of 2017. So a far cry from 4 and even short of 3. And so that's just telling you the market is not where the Fed is, and there's a good reason for that.
Well, we all saw before that March rate hike how quickly the market turned in favor of the rate hike, because I believe it was a week and a half before the market was under 50% saying that there would be a rate hike, and that very drastically changed. But Axel, doesn't this speak to the bigger picture of optimism, soft data, you can call it, being at very high levels? I believe the last note I saw was some of the consumer optimism at levels not seen since 2000. But the hard data, the growth numbers, the GDP numbers, they're still in a slow growth mentality. Nothing's changed there.
Well, one odd number that I look at is the margin debt that's reaching record highs. And so people are euphoric as far as the markets are concerned. And yes, the last phase of a bull market can create some extraordinary gains. Now, to me, though, everything is in the context of valuations, and those are in the stratosphere, in my view. And the time to rebalance is when times are good. And people always say, oh, you gotta buy when, or buy the dips when after 2008, at the end of 2008, you should have bought and so forth. You can only do that if you have some buying power on the side. And so if you consistently rebalance, which means you consistently take chips off the table as the market moves higher, by all means, when there's a dip, you can buy. But what happens in practice is that people are chasing the winners. They stay in the market way too long. They're overexposed. And then when the crash comes, then they're not properly protected, and they're losing way more than they can afford. And even those who kind of believe in an equity bond mix, well, the sort of bonds people buy these days are all kinds of high-yielding bonds because they don't want to get 0% interest on their checking account. And the more yield you're grabbing, well, the more you're in the junk bond territory. And I'm not suggesting those sort of firms will fail, but junk bonds tend to be more correlated with stocks. And so, again, I'm suggesting that most investors are not sufficiently diversified. And so one of these years, the market is going to turn around, is going to be down 20%, 25%, and you're going to have a lot of people wishing that they had taken chips off the table when times were good.
Axel, what does this mean for gold? Because gold, again, seems like it's ignored by a lot of investors. It's kind of in this limbo right now, not breaking out, not breaking down. The stocks, again, are trending sideways, even drifting a little bit. People still seem to be ignoring this sector, but it has been on an uptrend since the tail end of 2015.
I consider gold the quote-unquote easiest diversifier. And as a diversifier, you kind of want to have two things. You want a positive return, and you want it to be uncorrelated to whatever else you're holding. And in both of these metrics, of course, you never know for sure what you're going to get with gold. In the long run, it's not correlated to stocks, but in the short run, it can be correlated with or against gold. I happen to think, and the recent dip on the Trump defeat, so to speak, spoke to that as well, is that when the stock market goes down, gold is often inversely correlated and might be good diversified. And then on the other side of the spectrum, historically gold has performed well in the long run. And going forward, people are always skeptical that this thing that doesn't yield anything should be good investment. I happen to think that the good news priced in on real growth that came with Trump winning the election is going to be replaced with a lot more expectations of high inflation. And so even though then bond prices themselves might not be changing all that much, I happen to think gold can do quite well in that as that sort of attitude is shifting. But then you have things like the past week where the Fed officials are all coming out and they're saying, hey, we're going to have 4 rate hikes. Well, it's pretty amazing that gold doesn't sell off sharply in that sort of environment. And the reason the market, I don't think, sells off gold too sharply is because they don't take those Fed presidents too seriously, because they know that the Fed is really a hostage of the markets. And it's not that they will raise rates four times. They will raise rates four times if the S&P keeps going out of sphere. But if stock prices plunge, I think those rate hike expectations are going to be very quickly off the table. And I happen to think that the odds of that happening are quite high.
And to your point there, Axel, the Fed has even said that they're willing to be behind the curve in terms of inflation. You mentioned inflation there. Can you quickly comment on the uptick in inflation that we've seen?
Well, it's a mixed bag depending on what sort of data you're looking at. Let's keep in mind that the year-over-year comparisons for oil prices are pretty much extreme, and so headline inflation is pretty high. The things I'm more concerned about are wage pressures that are creeping in left and right, because that sort of thing is going to have a negative impact on corporate profitability, and they pay more wages. You're going to be less profitable in your business. And so that's the sort of thing I'm concerned more long-term. And I think it's more than just willing to have inflation. I think they actually want to have more inflation. They just think it's a problem they can control. And so I'm not so sure that they can control it so easily in an overall, both U.S. and global economy that's very highly levered. So I think they're going to have their work cut out for themselves. And as they will have to yield to the economy ultimately, meaning that they'll give the economy the benefit of the doubt and rather have some inflation, I think inflation is going to win at the end of the day.
Well, Axel, it's always enjoyable chatting with you, and I do agree with your outlook for inflation, the amount of money that has been created in the system and has essentially gotten stuck in the financial system. If it does start to flow out, then we are going to see all that supply of money drive prices higher, and hopefully it'll help out the citizen, but I don't know, I'm still worried about the way the markets are trading and the way the central banks continue to manage this system. But, you know, this is something that we will follow along with. And, Axel, all I have to say is thank you for joining us. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. Again, there's a lot of news coming out of the resource sector, and I do think there's some more interest. So, everybody, take note and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.